ID Mayor. Tweet at LBC.
10 to 6. Here is Simon Marks's American Day.
Eddie, the vote when it came at the end of an impeachment hearing yesterday that moved at lightning speed was not even close. 10 Republicans crossed over and joined the Democrats to vote in favour of the removal from office of President Donald Trump. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, who, like Vice President Mike Pence, was being hunted last Wednesday by armed Trump supporters calling for her public execution, made the announcement after the votes were tabulated.
Members voted. Does any member wish to change a vote? On this vote, the ayes are 232, the nays are 197. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The bang of her gavel there made it official, and minutes later, the signature of her pen on the formal article of impeachment that accuses the president of insurrection. It was immediately transmitted to the Senate, where President Trump should next be going on trial.
Today, in a bipartisan way, the House demonstrated that no one is above the law, that Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to our country, and that once again, we honored our oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help us God.
The man targeted for impeachment all over again had nothing to say last night about the process unleashed against him, having characterized it 24 hours earlier as the greatest political witch hunt of all time. We do not yet know what kind of special fury he vented in private towards the Republicans who turned against him. But he did release a video made after White House advisers warned him that his failure to condemn his supporters' plans to launch fresh acts of violence here was leaving him in personal legal jeopardy. So he sat in front of a camera and finally found the words that for over a week had eluded him.
No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement, you are attacking it, and you are attacking our country.
He said the perpetrators of last week's violence on Capitol Hill must be brought to justice, which will come as a disappointment to some of those who 8 days ago were remonstrating with police as the riot ensued. We will find out soon how that defense holds up in court. Some of those already caught up in the police dragnet are already facing the possibility of 20 years behind bars. The hunt continues for hundreds of others. Consequences for all of them, to be sure, and for the rest of us, as preparations are made here for Joe Biden to be sworn into office next Wednesday behind a literal ring of steel. The FBI has renewed its warning of the imminent threat of fresh acts of violence, the president's video appearance last night notwithstanding. But while Washington looks like it will be home to thousands of National Guard troops for weeks to come, it is still unclear what consequences the president will face for his actions. His trial will definitely not start before he leaves office, and some Republicans say there's no constitutional precedent for beginning it when he's out of power.
To the American people, what good comes from impeaching President Trump after he's out of office?
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, whose off-again, on-again relationship with the president would now confound even the most talented Mills and Boone writer.
That's an unconstitutional attack on the presidency. It will divide the country. It will incite violence.
Ah, there it is, the rub. The possibility that the mere act of trying to hold Donald Trump accountable for his incitement of a violent insurrection that left five people dead might in and of itself spark further violence. What on earth will happen then if he's arrested, as is possible, and faces criminal charges relating to last week's events? Or what will happen if Donald Trump Jr., definitely in the crosshairs of prosecutors here for his inflammatory free speech at last Wednesday's rally is the family member investigators pursue. What the president's backers are right about is that he retains an enormous following. There are millions of Americans who now believe the president's lies about the election, believe that Joe Biden is about to take power illegitimately, and believe that yesterday's impeachment should never have happened. Among them, the president's advisor, Peter Navarro, who made a bit of a salty appearance from the White House this morning on Fox Business.
The Democratic Party did violence to this country by attacking a president who I believe was legally elected on November 3rd. If the election were held today, he'd be elected again. And if he runs in 2024, he will be elected then. And I think that's what the Democrats fear. And I've never been more pissed off in my life at this place. And I think there's 74 million Americans out there who voted for President Trump who feel exactly the same way. So I would say to these people on Capitol Hill, knock it off. Stop this. Let the man leave peacefully with his dignity.
With his dignity. The man's been impeached twice, and yesterday with the support of Republicans. But even conservative voices who decry Donald Trump and everything he stands for are warning of dangers that lie ahead. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who lifted the lid on the madness inside the Trump White House that he observed, told CBS this morning that the nation might be best served by seeking a South African-inspired alternative to putting the president on trial.
When the apartheid regime collapsed, there were thousands of crimes against tens of thousands of people, even under the laws of the apartheid state, that could have resulted in prosecutions. But Nelson Mandela thought for the good of the country that he preferred a different route, and they created what they call a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to try and bring the country together. I'm not sure we've got a good analogy to that here, but I think this is worth a serious discussion before a Senate trial kicks in automatically.
Now, I can't speak for Mr. Bolton, but Donald Trump has never really seemed to me to be much of a truth and reconciliation kind of guy. I mean, truth, definitely not. As for reconciliation, well, Republican calls for that earlier this week appear now to be like the proverbial ship that has not only sailed, but can barely be glimpsed on the horizon.
On behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, the newly minted Republican congresswoman from Georgia, an avowed supporter of QAnon and the conspiracy theories it espouses, with a big announcement last night on Newsmax TV.
We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
She's going to try and impeach Joe Biden for things he didn't do when he wasn't president. Reconciliation, you say. Tonight, Joe Biden will make a primetime address focused on the urgent need to sort out vaccine distribution in the US. It's a disaster at a time when the country is barely noticing the intensification of the COVID-19 crisis. The death toll is closing in on 400,000. But while the president-elect says he wants the way clear for him to focus on the pandemic and the economic catastrophe it has engendered, he will be taking power in a city where those issues are taking a back seat to the very real threat of violence the FBI says is being planned by Trump supporters. The authorities announced this morning that the National Mall, the strip of public land that runs from the Washington Monument all the way up to the U.S. Congressional Building, will be closed to the public for next week's inauguration. Underground trains won't run in the center of the city. Whole stretches of Washington are being shut down. And not just for the inauguration. Even after it's over, this city and others will be under threat from the movement that Donald Trump plans to continue leading from his post-presidential retreat, his Mar-a-Lago golf club in Florida. By next Wednesday afternoon, Eddie, it will be an alternative center of power here, with massive dangers ahead.
Simon Marks reporting, and he's back with Simon Marks' American Week on this program tomorrow around 10 to 5.
This is LBC.